Okay, good morning, everybody. We are, let me just make this bigger. There we go. So, just continuing what we started yesterday, we started the first midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mi'el Kamocha yesterday. Very powerful. Now we're continuing with the second midah, Shenit Nosei Avon. Number two is Nosei Avon, which is he who bears sin, carries sin. What does that mean? Says the Tomer Devorah, Hare ze gadol me'akodem, sh'arei lo ya'ase ha'adam avon sh'lo yivra mashchit. This is even greater. Yesterday we spoke about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's patient with regards to bearing one sin. Over here, it's even greater than that, which is what we know that the Chachamim and Pirkei Avot teach us, Asa mitzvah achat, kana lo praklit echad. Avar avera achat, kana lo kategor echad. Which means that every action that a person has, that a person does in this world, has a reaction. As a result of doing mitzvah, a person creates a good malach. As a result of doing an avera, a person creates a bad malach. Now, what does that mean? So, creating good malachim, bad malachim, white ones, black ones, red ones, green ones, right? What exactly does that mean? Now that Amak is going to talk a little bit, deeper, Kabbalistically, what does it mean to create a bad malach? So he says like this. Keditnan, ha'over avera achat, kone lo kategor echad, v'arei oto kategor, omer lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'omer ploni asa'ani, ve'en b'riya mitkayemet ba'olam, ela b'shif'o shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'arei, המשחית הזה עומד לפניו ובמה מתקיים, which means, if you think about it for a second, it's very easy to bring a baby into the world. But everybody knows that when you bring a baby into the world, what do you have to do? You can't just bring it. You have to support it. You have to feed it. You have to raise it. You have to sustain it. That everybody knows. It works the same, not only in the physical world, but says the Ramak, the same applies in the metaphysical world, which means if you create, if you do an avera and you create a bad malach, it's not just like you made another one of those red guys on your shoulder with the pitchfork. No. You made a bad malach that you now have to sustain. There's nothing in this world that can exist without a Kadosh Baruch Hu's direct intervention and sustenance. So now, but he's saying, you have these malachim, these malachei chabala coming to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they say, listen, I exist now because of this guy's avera, but I need to, they don't need to eat necessarily, but even when you're a metaphysical being, even when you're a malach, you need to survive. And the only survival can come as a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sustenance. So this malach habala, this destructive angel comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I need to survive, you need to feed me, you need to sustain me. Hadin noten shiomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem can very well say, I didn't make you. Who made you? That guy. Eni zan mashchitim. I don't sustain destructive forces. Yelech etzel mi she'asa'o v'itparnes mimenu. Let this malach go to the individual who created him and let him sustain him. Now, what does that sustenance look like, says the Ramak, if this destructive angel would come to the individual that created him to ask for sustenance? In order to sustain his metaphysical being, this malach would come and tear the person apart and rip out his soul.
So bottom line saying, if you do one sin, you're worthy of death.
Basically. And now, he continues and says, O korto, o ne'ayna shalam kifi onsho. Not all destructive angels, not all malachei chabala are created equal. Right. They're all, depending on the severity of the sin, that's going to be the ferocity, ferociousness of the malach habala. So he can kill you, or he can karet you, which means cut you off from onam haba, or any other punishment that he needs in order to sustain his metaphysical being. Ad she itbatel hamashchitahu. So, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do that, he would be very well within his rights. However, you probably guessed it. What's the Ramak leading up to? Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osekin.
That's the attribute.
Hashem does not do this. Hashem doesn't just deflect him and say, get out of here, go to the guy, because then we'd all be dead, or karet, or whatever else is necessary in order to sustain this malach. Elan nose v'sovel he'avon. What does nose avon mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean that Hashem bears sin? He bears our sin and the results of our sin. Hashem bears the malachei chabala that result from our sins. וכמו שהוא זן כל העולם כולו, זן ומפרנס המשחית הזה, Hashem says, just like I sustain the rest of the world, פותח את ידיך ומסביע לכל חי רצון, Hashem says, fine, I will sustain your מלאכי חבלה as well. עד שיהיה אחד משלושה דברים, until one of three things happens. What can happen? א', או שישוב החוטא בתשובה, ויחלהו ויבטלהו בסוגופיו. Either the sinner repents and as a result of the teshuvah and the suffering that the person endures through the teshuvah, the malach will cease to exist on its own. Okay? Bet, o yivatlehu biyisurim umita, or eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever the time comes, Hashem will do away, nullify this bad malach with all sorts of suffering or death. O gimal, after death, yelech begehinam b'sham yifrachovo. Or eventually, even after death, a person will end up in Gehinnam and pay restitution for the Malachei Chabala that he created. But Hashem doesn't do it immediately. Until that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bears the sin, he carries it for years and years, right? 70, 80, 120 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries our sins in expectations of us doing Teshuvah. Yeah.
What happens, let's say, if somebody didn't know something was a sin, and later, long months later,
Hashem never knows. Now, obviously, even if you didn't know that something was a sin, that we call in halacha, right? What do we call that? That's shogeg. Now, shogeg, as we've been seeing for the duration of Masechet Shabbat, right? Throughout the entire Masechet Shabbat, what do we see? That shogeg is shogeg a freebie? No. It requires kapara as well. It requires korban chatat, teshuvah, v'chule. So just because a person did a sin inadvertently doesn't mean it doesn't need teshuvah. It means the teshuvah...
If you don't remember that you did it, then how are you going to do teshuvah?
So therefore, that's why we have something called Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, we have multiple viduyim. And in the viduyim, in the confessions that we make on Yom Kippur, we say all of the... We confess all of the sins, right? We're only basar vadam. We try our best. If a person just waits for Yom Kippur for something that he remembers, that's a no-no. Yom Kippur is supposed to be for the things that we remember, as well as for the things that we don't remember, and we lump it together in Yom Kippur.
System, every day, write down what you did. So,
yeah. We have one of those, you know what we have?
All your things.
It's called Kriyat Shema Alamita. Kriyat Shema Alamita.
No, I'm saying physically, I'm saying literally. Every day, think about what I did today, write down, I did this mitzvah, I did this abera, I did this.
Yeah.
Make a notebook. So that when it comes back, you can look back and see what sins I did.
Okay. Absolutely. I'm not saying that. But the point, one of the reasons or one of the functions of Kriyat Shema Alamita is that every night before a person goes to sleep, right, people, this is the digital age. People like to have their phones on them at all times. You know, everywhere you go, there's a phone. Even when you're driving and you're not supposed to use the phone, people use the phone. And even the people who don't use the phone, there's the radio and the Bluetooth and the Siri and what's the Amazon lady? The Alexa and all those things, and you're always engaged in something. The Chachamim, at least, you know, I'm not even talking about hitbodedut now. I'm not even talking about going in seclusion and just thinking and making cheshbon nefesh. The Chachamim said, everybody, by hook or by crook, has to do cheshbon nefesh at least once a day before you go to sleep. What's that? When a person goes to sleep, you have vidu, you have kriyat shema alamita. But it's not a joke. Anybody has an insurance policy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to wake up in the morning? Mapiton. There's a bracha before we go to sleep in case we don't wake up. There's a bracha in the morning thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for waking me up. It's not a joke. It's not a given. So there's a tremendous toilet in there. But anyway, once a day, a person should try to sit down. What did I do today? To review the day. And we've seen in Sifrei Musar, the Fotz Tzadikim brings it down, Misilat Yesharim brings it down. Every end of something or every beginning of something is supposed to be a time for cheshbon nefesh. For instance, Shabbat is supposed to be cheshbon nefesh for the previous week. Rosh Chodesh, it's supposed to be cheshbon nefesh for the previous month. Rosh Hashanah, cheshbon nefesh for the previous year. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities always for Cheshbon Nefesh, for this self-introspection. It's a tremendous thing. Without it, a person can get lost. What are you saying, Ryan?
If we're not expected to wake up the next day, how come if someone passes away in their sleep, it's a tragedy?
It doesn't happen all that often, and it makes it anytime a person dies, it's tragic.
You know? It's some of this chamorim.
You say, yeah.
Birkat HaMapil, Ledat Maran, and Ledat Maran Zichrono Livracha, he changed his mind a little bit. He said always to say with the bracha, before Chatzot, after Chatzot, Dat Maran Zichrono Livracha Besof Yamav, was that even if a person goes to sleep after Chatzot, and Maran Zichrono Livracha would do it himself, he would say Birkat HaMapil B'Shem U'Malchut, unlike the Ben Yishai, Kafachayim, and other poskim. Tov. Aval, Mikol Makom, let's just finish this idea over here. This is exactly what Cain told Hashem. Is my sin too great to bear? Cain was coming with a claim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Hashem, you sustain the entire world. You can't sustain my sin. What do you mean sustain my sin? This is exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about the mashchitim that were created from his sin. He says, Perush lefarneso ad she'ashuv ve'atakin. You can't bear my sin until I fix it, until I rectify it. In ken arezu midat sablanut gedola, she'azun v'yifarnes b'riya ra'a she'bara achotei ad she'ashuv. Hashem doesn't only have patience for us, he has patience for what? For our destructive forces and angels that we create, Hashem has patience for them too, and he sustains them. Now, based on the pattern that we've been speaking about, this is Hashem. Where does it apply to us? How do we act this way? ומזה ילמוד האדם כמה צריך שיהיה סבלן לסבול עול חברו, or another גרסה, עוול חברו ורעותיו שאירה לו. Sometimes when we are the recipients of evil from our friends do bad to us, bad things to us. All right, like we started speaking about yesterday. Person does bad to you, forget it. And especially if you're doing good to them and you get backstabbed, oof, it's tremendously hurtful. And the original, the first instinct that a person has is to drop this guy like a hot potato. Right? Go fend for yourself. However, he says, no. Have savnanut. Have patience with him. Ad shi'ur kazeh she'adayin ra'ato kayemet she'chata nigdo v'yisbol ad she'yitaken chavero ad she'yitbetel me'elav v'chayotze. Which means, how patient do I have to be with somebody? As patient as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which means that the negative thing, that the evil that your friend did to you is still around, you're still suffering from it, and yet you're extending him the same favors and the same patience as if it wouldn't be there. Until when? How long do you expect me to be so patient? Until either he does tshuva and stops it and fixes it, or until just, you know, disappears, until he stops doing it, until it goes away by itself. Kadosh Baruch Hu never gets sick of us. So this is the kind of patience that we have to extend to our friends as well, to our friends or to our acquaintances, and to Korbet Yisrael. Yeah.
I feel like it's relatively easy to say, like, yeah, we have to be as patient as we go. It's easy to say, but how do you actually acquire that mina? How do you get to that?
How do you get to that? So he's saying what we have to do. It's very easy to say, but he's saying there's a perk here, which is, all of this is really being nice to people and being sabnani with people, but it's also for our own benefit at the end, because otherwise, if we don't act this way, we can't expect the Kadosh Baruch Hu to act this way with us. So if we want to invoke Hashem's heavenly attributes of mercy, these are the ways that we have to work, and it's our well-being really at stake here too, because if not, Hashem might not, it's always midah keneged midah. We want to invoke Hashem's heavenly attribute of mercy, so this is the way to do it. So, Rabotai, Yom Tov, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Bezat Hashem, Kol Tov.